Changing world. Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Talk about life changing. This is Filippo here on Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network, and today we have two guests that are out there doing something that is so powerful. Actually, it's beyond my imagination, frankly, and this has kind of hit me in the face because one of these guests is a dear friend of mine who I've known very well. As a matter of fact, he used to be one of our producers here at Life Changes, and then I learned something about him that you all will learn today. And of course, then I went and learned something about his friend who is on our show as well. So let me just say this, that the two of them have gotten together and started a foundation. And the mission of this foundation is this. The mission of the Be Your Own Superhero Foundation is to bring women and men together, united with the common goal of raising awareness, offering healing and inspiring transformation to all survivors of sexual assault. Now here are a couple of facts. Every 2 minutes in the United States, someone is sexually assaulted. Every 2 minutes. One out of every four women and one out of every six men in America has been sexually assaulted. 90% of sexual assaults are committed by someone the survivor knows. Now, obviously, these two people that have started this foundation have been sexually assaulted. But make no mistake, these are not victims. These are not only survivors. They are now thrivers. And so they have taken what others might consider a life of a victim, and have taken that and survived it and are now not only thriving themselves, but they are helping other people thrive through this foundation. So we'll be talking to Jon Snow and Kim Lee Smith from the Be Your Own Superhero Foundation when we come back. This is Filippo on Life Changes with Filippo.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to six times better. Water from an IONWAYS ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IONWAYS Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IONWAYS Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and we have Mark with us here on Life Changes with Filippo. And Mark, you know, I was thinking at the beginning of the show that just a couple days ago at a Halloween party, I was asked, you know, so what makes you Mr. Life Changes? And so I started to talk about some of the life changes that I've been through, and then I thought of our guests this tonight, and I thought, wow, I'm having a hard time sharing some of an easier time than I've had before, but still, it's still a hard time talking about some of the things that I've been through. And these guys got up on stage yesterday and premiered their one woman and one man show in front of a sold out audience to a standing ovation at the end, and shared intimate details of what happened to them. Well, I can't fathom that.
Courage. You know, that's one of the characteristics that I admire so much, but the conventional definition of courage doesn't begin to encompass what true courage is, I think, in this sense of the definition, in terms of what they've embraced, the truth that they've embraced and championed now in terms of creating awareness and turning it back as light and awareness to make a difference. And, you know, I was running earlier today and I thought about this a little bit, well, a lot, obviously. But the one thing that going back to what you were saying about being Mr. Life Changes, and you know, this show is the essence of why we're doing what we're doing. You know, the ability, you think about what you've heard in terms of the old days and sweeping things under the rug, and you can't talk about that because it'll tarnish the family name.
Exactly.
Or, you know, it's all about me. What will it do to me? It doesn't matter what happened to you.
Exactly. It was your fault, right?
Exactly. Oh, of course. Then there's the guilt and the shame and the
sure.
All of the other projections of judgment. So what a powerful discussion, and what powerful people to bring this forward. Really, never would had thought I would say that I'm actually looking forward to this discussion, because I know how powerful it is and how it can help so many people.
Right. Well, we know that it already has, actually. Neither one of us could be there at yesterday's premiere performance, but I've seen parts of the play. I've read parts of the play, and at least John's play. And I have to say, it was powerful. I had a lump in my throat throughout the whole piece that I saw. And to have people reporting to me saying, I saw John's show last night, and people writing up on my wall about John's show or Kim's show or Kim Lee, but they were not only touched, but I know that a young man came up to John and said to him that his story was very similar to John's, and that he hadn't had the courage to share it with anyone, and so it was John that he felt comfortable sharing this with after the show. I mean, that man, that young boy's life was changed again, this time for the positive.
again, what a powerful word. And yeah, I mean, if that was the only life that was touched, then it's all worth it. But obviously, this is just the beginning. And this conversation that we'll be able to share tonight is only going to support that effort. What's also really cool, knowing John and now getting to meet Kim Lee, but knowing John and some of his history, this is so beautiful on multiple levels. Not only watching him stand in this truth and bring this to, you know, to all of the you know, former victims that now can embrace it and move past it and champion their superhero selves, but to watch him doing what he's always told us he wanted to be doing.
Exactly. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm thinking, you know, what do I keep saying, have been saying for years? The show's called Life Changes, but the lives we're really changing, for starters, is ours.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah, this is, I couldn't be more excited about this discussion. And again, to see him reveal this in a way that has put him in exactly the place on stage in front of people and conveying the emotions of his craft from that place of truth is amazing.
Absolutely. Well, neither of these two are strangers to being on stage and conveying stories. As a matter of fact, when Kim Lee came from Chicago, she was discovered by Gary Marshall, and he put her in her first major motion picture, which was The Princess Diaries. And from then, she went on to do Parenthood and Key of People and Prime Suspect and Law and Order on TV and ER and Trust Me and all of these other shows that people would know. So she's no stranger to the stage, actually. And John himself is no stranger to the craft, who's acted in lots of regional theater. I've gotten to see him in starring, actually, in Picnic and then The Rainmaker. He's done films like First Light, where actually he was a lead actor, but he's been unit production manager on one film, a producer of another film, and of course, a producer of Life Changes with Filippo. And you could hear John on our very first show that we recorded, and we might get to that, but we've got other things to talk about. We've got Kim Lee Smith and Jon Snow on the show. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi.
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 You know, Kim, when I met you the first time, and I say Kim because I know John calls you Kim, but Kim Lee, we'll just say it that way. When I met you the first time, you were so bubbly and so gregarious, and I thought, this is not the attitude of a victim. Talk to me about that.
Wow. Thank you. You know, I felt the same way about you. There was a definite instant love fest. And I thank you just for being so open. In all honesty, I've been through being a victim, moved into survivor, and now I'm living the life of a thriver because I worked really hard to, you know, heal myself and get myself to a place where I no longer allowed the gang rape to affect whom what I was and who I what I am. So if that answers your question, I hope it did.
You know, it does. And you just reminded me that I was going to let you say what it is that the story is, because I didn't want to say that. So please share us for a couple minutes what the story is.
Yeah. Well, I was a very, very innocent cheerleader growing up in Kansas. I was born and raised in Japan, moved to Kansas when I was 10, became this cheerleader, just like really had like a rose-colored glasses life. And when I went to college, I was 17. I started school when I was 4 in Japan. I was gang raped by 3 football players, one of which was the love of my life. And I repressed that for 8 years after, and kind of lived in this light cloud of bubble that everything was so perfect, that I was still a virgin and that everything was good, until, you know, 8 years later, I started having these wicked dreams that were so real. I knew they weren't dreams, but they felt like dreams. And all I kept getting were these flashbacks of men forcing me to have sex with them. And once I kind of awoken from that, I was like, oh, okay, something is not right. And I realized in the course of the 8 years of repression, I had become hysterical paralyzed. I, kind of lived a life of, if I was in an intimidated situation, I would become paralyzed. If I was with a man sexually, I would become paralyzed. Everything would paralyze me except for when I was in a very safe comfort zone, which were, you know, certain instances in my business, in my acting, in my career. And then coming out of that and realizing I have to deal with this because I can't live my life physically and emotionally and mentally paralyzed. And so I went through, you know, therapy, hypnotherapy, rejected therapy because I thought I was stupid and I was way smarter than all of these people. There's no way they were going to help me. And then finding my truth. And the biggest way that I found my truth and why I started the foundation was I found the catharsis of writing my story changed my life. Actually getting it out of my soul and out of the repression changed my life. And I am hoping to help others do the same.
Well, you certainly are. You know, let me ask you real quick. I don't want to take you there, but how long, I don't know why I have this curiosity, how long did this process that changed your life at that point, how long was it?
Well, it goes in stages, at least it did for me. It started after realizing 8 years of repression and coming out of that and having those dreams and going to a hypnotherapist. In the trying of healing of that, I kept thinking, you know, it's been so long. It really isn't that big a deal. It really didn't affect me as much as it did. I'll just keep living life normally. And there was really no such thing as normal because I was completely out of my mind with unworthiness, unhealthiness, unhappiness, unhealthy sexual relationships, unhealthy intimate relationships, unhealthy relationships in general. It just was killing me. So years after that, I got to the next stage, which was like, okay, I can't live like that. Let me start trying to have healthy relationships and then beginning to cultivate that. And then years later going, okay, I'm still in this place of unworthiness. Like I've handled my business. I've handled who and what I am. I love my body. I love who I am, but I'm still not having healthy relationships. And my biggest issue with being a survivor when I was a survivor was that I was incapable of having healthy relationships. And I said, no human being on this earth can live life without being in healthy relationships. I cannot possibly live without love and caring and compassion and intimacy. And I didn't want to be that person anymore. So I woke up probably on the whole course 15 years.
Wow.
But, you know, this is why I'm doing this, because I didn't have anybody to tell me these things. I was kind of on my own. I was thrown out into the world. Okay, now that you've survived, awesome, go ahead. But nobody ever told me what to do after I survived. Okay, I survived, but, like, now what do? How do I do anything after this? And I just woke up. I had donated a kidney to my cousin. And I remember in the course of donating my kidney, I was on all that morphine. And I remember there was one day where I was just talking nonstop. And all my family was just cracking up. And at the end of that, when I came out and I was healed, everybody's like, you've got to write a one-woman show. And I kind of rejected that because I didn't really consider myself a writer. I was an actor, I was a performer, but I definitely wasn't a writer. And that's when it all changed, when I finally looked at that in the mirror and I said, okay, I'm going to write a show. And I started writing it and trying to write it, but nothing worked. And I was like, what is wrong with me? I can't write this. And then one day I actually woke up out of a dream and the entire show came to me and I knew that this is what I was supposed to do.
Wow. Well, genius. And now one of the things that came from What to Do was to be a founder and president and executive director of Embrace Your Cape Enterprises. But we've also got vice president, assistant executive director, John Snow on. We're going to hear his story right when we come back. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Talk about sharing real life in real time. I don't know how much more real you can get than this. This is Filippo on Life Changes with Filippo, and I'm here with Mark, and we're here with Kim Lee Smith and John Snow. John, I don't know how you're going to do it, but we talked about you being able to condense your story in a couple minutes so that we can talk about it.
Sure, sure. Hi.
Hi.
Well, I guess the story that I tell, particularly on stage, is I just kind of give you a context of where I grew up. I grew up the son of a fundamentalist Baptist preacher, and I sort of let you know how that influenced my life and the way that I, you know, felt about things growing up. And throughout that, I end up telling you the story of being, my sister and I were both raped by a babysitter when we were, I was about 8 years old, she was probably about seven. And, you know, my story, I feel like it has something interesting in that, you know, for me, it took a long time to finally understand. It was 20 years later that I found out that the guy that did this to us was just a teenager. So he was just a boy when he did this. And so that kind of changed my whole world when I found that out because, you know, as a kid, you think everybody bigger than you is an adult. And that's what I grew up thinking the whole time. And then I realized, you know, he wasn't too much older than I was. And so that sort of changed my outlook on him and on the situation and all of that. And, you know, and then so for me, Kim Lee really has had a profound effect on me because of what she's been doing. And I knew what Kim Lee's been doing her show for several years, and I knew what she's been doing. And when Kim Lee said she wanted to start a foundation, I just reached out to her and I said, hey, you know, you don't know this about me, but this is my story. And I said, I don't care what you need me to do. I just want to give of my time. And that ended up in a long conversation. And she just said, I want you to join me, and I'd like for you to write a one-man show if you'd be willing to do it. And I said, yes, absolutely, right away. And so what the interesting thing is that through writing this show, and I talk about this in my show, it sort of propelled me to this place where some new information was brought to my attention through my sister, because my sister has, you know, a whole entirely different perspective on this. And so finally, through doing this show, that brought she and I together to be able to speak about this whole thing. And But through the information that she gave to me, it renewed my interest in this this babysitter of ours. And, you know, I found out some things about him and his patterns of behavior as he was growing up that were quite disturbing. And so I'm now pursuing options that are available to me to sort of find out what he's up to at this point in his life, because I found him. I found out that he was working with children, and that gives me cause to be concerned, considering his past behavior patterns. And so my story is still sort of unwritten, as it were, and so I take you along on this journey with me, telling you my story, but also bringing you into this world as I am still walking this path and still trying to find the end and the resolution, as it were, for, you know, what this is for me. And having said that, you know, there are legal ramifications aside, there's nothing I can do because of statute of limitations and things like that for myself, and that's really not my concern. My concern is just to be sure that the boys that he is working with currently are safe and, you know, all that sort of thing. But I kind of invite you into this world to walk this path with me.
Wow. Well, in the process of walking the path, you are also healing. I know that you've had some breakthroughs in the process of writing the show and performing it last night, right?
Yeah. It's like Kim Lee said, you know, it's I don't see how anybody can do this and not sort of start to change and start to find their own path to healing. And, you know, this is something that I know that you and I and Mark have talked about extensively since we've known each other, and that is that there are many, many teachers out there, and there are many, many different paths out there. But ultimately, I think that we all can agree and understand that this healing resides inside of ourselves, and we do, and that's, you know, that's why Kim Lee's naming of this foundation, even though she was joking about last night about why she chose such a long name, she's not sure, but Be Your Own Superhero Foundation. And I think that's so compelling and so right on, because you do have to be your own superhero, and you do have to, nobody can lift you out of this. You have to decide that you want to get out of this, and you have to rise above it. And people can help you along the way, but you have to be the one that makes that decision. And, you know, I can tell you, for me personally, there has not been anything that has had more of a profound impact on me starting this path to healing than writing this story.
Wow. And so now, Kim Lee, other people, I know for you, for example, you've had, well, John said, for example, that you have to decide yourself. So people have to decide themselves. But certainly people seeing you thriving and sharing your story have been changed, and it's easier for them now. Right, Kim Lee?
Oh, for sure. I think that when you are open and raw and honest, it takes the mystery out of your own life. I think so many people who have been through these types of experiences, or any experience for that matter, you feel like you're by yourself, like you're the only one that experiences this. And yes, you hear it, you know, people talk about the stats of a time, people talk about a lot of stuff, but unless you hear it from real life people, it is harder for you to believe that that really does happen to anybody else. So when you hear the beauty of John's powerfully open, raw, and honest story, and my open, raw, and honest story, you become real. Your instance becomes real, and that gives you the power to stand up on your own two feet and start to fight for your life.
Yeah.
Everybody's fighting for their own truth and their own passion. John has gone through a journey. I've watched it from the beginning when we first started writing on the show, when he first called me and said, I will do anything, and we had a two-hour conversation about how he could be a part of this and how I was so honored to have him join me and join forces like the Wonder Twins and like go out there and really start helping to make a change, and seeing both a male and female story, that's where it all comes down.
like there are lots of organizations that are focused towards women. There's a lots of organizations that are focused towards men, but this is one of the first to bring both men and women together to really fight this cause. And I do believe that having a united voice is really what's going to make a huge change. And I see it. I see, you know, the women will come up to me, the men will come up to him, men will come up to me, women will come up to him, because it's a universal story. He's talking about molestation and things that I've never dealt with. I'm talking about rape. And so we're each going to be able to open up to a different type of person.
Yeah.
But I think our truth is really what does it all, regardless of what the story is, if that makes sense. Because you'll have people that have never even been abused go, oh my gosh, you've made me realize all the fears that have been blocking me from getting where I need to go.
Well, and you're not just helping people that have been through this, but people that know
exactly.
Other people that have been through this, or that don't know that other people have been through this, or to help, and I should say, to help prevent this from happening to other children and to other people, so that there's more awareness out there. And I want to talk about more of that when we come back, because that's, you know, the buck has to stop, period. And so let's see what we can do about that, even in our own communities as we go out there in the world. All right, this is Filippo with Life Changes. Filippo here and with Mark. We're talking to Kim Lee and John Snow. We'll be right back after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and I'm here with Mark LeJure, and we're talking to Kim Lee Smith and John Snow, both actors and both very much involved in the industry, but very much involved in a foundation, Embrace Your Cape Enterprises, actually, and just yesterday did a premiere of the one-woman show and the one-man show where they talk about how they were victimized sexually as young, in one case, a young lady, and in the other case, a small boy. And now they're out there being champions of thrivers and helping other people thrive. And I know that, John, you mentioned something that that you took this further, like you said, now the perpetrator, something or other. And Mark, I know you had a, you wanted
to. Yeah, well, you touched on something, John, and I wanted to address both of you because I think this starts to expand the topic. And having not seen your show yet, and I so look forward to it, you know, maybe you address this aspect. But when you start looking at these types of discussions and this type of scenario, from such a compassionate perspective as to begin to understand the age, the maturity, the circumstances at the time, be it substance abuse or other things that, that put people in and out of right minds and perspectives and all sorts of, you know, potential factors, contributing factors. You know, this idea of him being younger than you thought. And then I started thinking about, you know, rape cases and you know, the different aspects of molestation. How, in from the perspective of the foundation, how are you addressing or do you talk to the idea of not only bringing awareness and putting a stop to it, like now trying to find this person again, or at least make certain that others aren't being affected in that way, but then how do we, from an educational perspective, expand this such that there is a rehabilitational aspect to this as opposed to the judgmental condemnation, you know, that that kind of is usually the end all be all because it's such an emotional and sensitive topic. Am I making sense in terms of the question?
I think so. Man, it's a good question. It's a heavy question. One of the things that I do talk about in the show is about finding compassion for this guy, and how it was difficult for me to get to that place of being able to forgive him and to find compassion for him, with the understanding that, you know, because what I say in the show is that from my point of view, when I find out that he was just a teenager, just a boy himself, that it changed my whole world, because suddenly it made sense to me that he had to have been being abused, or he must have been abused in his past. And so knowing how all of that made me feel, I can only imagine that he had to feel the same things that I felt. And like you touched on earlier, Mark, you said, you know, there's for the people that have endured sexual assault, there is a lot of shame and a lot of guilt and a confusion and embarrassment. And so you deal with all of those things. And so I know what that's like. So I can only imagine he must have gone through those same types of things. And so it's when you can see it from that point of view, yes, what he did was wrong. It doesn't excuse his actions. The things that he did as he was... you know, continuing to grow, I don't want to give too much of it away, but the things that he continued to do in displaying these types of behavior were, of course, wrong and, you know, really beyond the pale in a lot of ways. But it's a cycle, and it's a cycle of abuse, and it's a scary thing, but you can also understand at some point you can find a way to step into his shoes and understand why he got to that point and why he felt that he could do that, because he was just acting out on what he knew. And as far as the educational side of things goes, I'm not really sure that I have an answer to that yet. Maybe Kim Lee has an answer to that. Kim Lee, go ahead.
Into that. I wasn't fortunate enough to have the opportunity to bring my perpetrators to justice, as it were, but part of what this whole foundation is about is helping people stand up for themselves. And that big step is taking the step in bringing your perpetrators to justice, finding a way to finding your truth. Having John have the opportunity to express this in his show helps everybody else out there go, wait a second, I can get justice for myself. Let me figure out what I need to do. And that's why I think it's such an important part of John's show, is letting people know that it's never too late to get what you need to get. I
in the course of my healing, by the time I got to that place, I was so far away from being able to bring them to justice, and I've justified that my own way. I've healed my heart enough to give, you know, send love and compassion to the men who did this to me and hope that they have healed and have never done this again. That's where I found my peace of mind with this. But every place that we go, we connect with another organization where people can actually physically go in and get help on the spot and also find ways to get the results they need to get their perpetrators to justice. And I know that was sounding a bit redundant, but I guess the big point is like getting, when you get to a place where you can speak your truth, and we're hoping to catch this younger and younger so people don't have to live their lives trying to find their truth and heal themselves, the quicker we can help people heal themselves at a younger age, the less and less this is going to happen, because we'll have more and more healed people doing the right thing.
And if I may, Filippo, I just want to say that I also want to make clear that there is a fine line between finding justice and just seeking revenge. And that, yeah, I think, is something that's very important to delineate, because I have no desire for any revenge. I did when I was younger. I was very angry,
yeah,
you know, but I have since lost that. I have no desire for that. But finding justice, I think, is just a matter of something that's very personal to each person. And I think, too, Mark, to just expound just a little bit more on that in the educational side of things, I think this is more because this is a time that this is the right time to be talking about this subject matter. Because as we've seen in the news countless times now, on all of these big organizations that have had to come forward and come clean about child abuse and molestation cases and all of that sort of thing, I think that's what, maybe there's not an education necessarily, but I think it's more of about making this not such a taboo subject so that people can talk about it, and so that the younger generations can start finally saying, you know what, we don't need to have this shroud on top of this subject anymore. We can bring this out into the light. We can openly talk about it, and that way nobody's afraid to talk. And I think, you know, I had to cut this part out of the show because the show was too long, but I think that we've made sex dirty in a lot of ways in our culture. And if sex is dirty, then all sex is dirty. And even I think children, at least in my case in particular, growing up especially being a Baptist minister's son, sex was so dirty that we couldn't talk about any of it. So I couldn't even tell my parents what happened because I was so afraid, because I knew that was sexual in nature, and I thought, oh man, I'm going to get in trouble if I bring this up because it's sexual in nature. And I think that's the point, is opening those doors so that we can openly talk about these things and lift these taboos so that kids will finally start to understand, look, you need to tell somebody if this is happening, and it's okay to talk about this.
I completely agree, and I have to imagine that's why those numbers are so high.
Just to caveat on that, there's a lot more than just getting justice, and when you find healing in your heart, like John said, finding that compassion, finding that love for yourself. I talk a lot about sex in my show because I believe that's the core issue behind all of this. We are living in a very unhealthy sexual society, and as we continue that, these patterns of behavior will continue. The more and more healed we are, the more we love ourselves, we love our body, we look at sex in a healthy, happy way, and we have respect for ourselves and others, less and less of this will happen, because we will have enough respect for ourselves to fight for what we believe in. And that's what we're really trying to work for here, is really fighting for what we believe in, so people no longer are watching these situations and able to walk away from them and not say anything, i.e. the Penn State situation. There should be no way you can see something like this happen and be able to walk away from it. And that's what the awareness comes from. That's what the education does. The more and more people realize that these things are wrong, and we know it logically, but when you're, you know, stepped in before it, I've had so many little boys come up and say, yeah, I was in a situation where I'm watching these guys gang rape a girl, and I just stood there. They didn't know what to do. If we don't educate them in what to do, nobody else is.
Well, and that's why you have Embrace Your Cape Enterprises. EmbraceYourCape.com. EmbraceYourCape.com. You can learn more about what both Kim Lee Smith and Jon Snow are doing. You can help support them. You can actually have invite them to come do the shows in your theaters, in your communities, in your schools.
Yeah.
You're actually going to Virginia or something soon, and
yeah.
you're being asked already. There was another place that you'd just been asked to do it, and so there are the shows that you can invite them to come and do. You can invite them to come speak. You can support the organization, or you can be a part of the organization. And all of that you can learn and get in touch with either of them at EmbraceYourCape.com. And with that, we certainly don't pretend to have covered even a smidgen of this conversation, but at least we have opened up this conversation, and I trust that our listeners will respond and continue the conversations within their communities, but also hopefully get in touch with the two of you. Thank you both for being with us and for being so courageous.
Thank you, Filippo.
Thank you, Filippo. It's an honor. Love you guys. Sending love out to the world and universe.
And it's his felt. So with that, we'll be back with our producer's wrap here in just a moment.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Well, I can't say it often enough. Talk about life changes. I'm Filippo, and we're here with Mark for our producer's wrap for a show with Kim Lee Smith and Jon Snow that really had me tongue-tied a few times there. And this topic, Mark, is so big. This is just, we haven't even scratched the surface, of course. And Kim Lee touched on something there at the end about the boy who came up to her and told her that she saw a girl being raped. Well, he didn't know what to do, but the boys raping the girl knew what to do. What about that? For them, to each other, they were doing something really cool. And to their team, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of that gang mentality. But the other aspect of this is that fear, the fear to get involved. This reminds me of an accident that two friends of mine were in a few years back. We had put them in a cab. They were on their way to the airport, and the cab, the taxi got broadsided, and the husband was out cold on the street, and the wife was standing around freaking out, and they were waiting for assistance. And there was, as she reports back, it was like 12 or 15 people standing around and no one assisting whatsoever. And of course, that's a traffic accident where it doesn't even have the taboo and the other elements of something this.
Good
but people like- are afraid to get involved. We're such a litigious society and there's all these other, projections and things that go with this. But then beyond that, I think it circles back to the point that Kim Lee brought up at the end as well, which is this subject is not transparent yet. And that's what's so important about what they're doing. Because, in order to embrace your cape, you have to face your truth, right? And in order to face your truth, you have to be willing to be transparent and have that courage. And somebody that's been through this and maybe comes from that type of a upbringing doesn't have the encouragement unless this topic is out there and discussed and the taboo is released because of the transparency. And that's what we're trying to do tonight.
So – yeah, and I'm thinking of that audience last night that got to see these shows, and I just pictured in my mind for a moment a man who might have been a young boy doing some of these things to girls and being in gang rapes and all that, and maybe not having given it a second thought, like this is something our frat did or this is what we did every Friday night and the girls must have loved it kind of thing. Who knows what is it in his mind, but to sit there and watch Kim Lee or watch John and then maybe say, oh, you know what, maybe, as an adult, maybe that's not cool. And maybe he could share that with his sons his daughters, right?
I'm really glad you're driving this point home because it's so important. We refer back to this and, I'm a big fan of the analogy of programming and how when you're brought up in certain circumstances, your program that you're running, the thoughts, the beliefs that you have, all are comprised with what you've been taught or what you've been exposed to and experienced or learned. And some people just have grown up in environments that are that extreme. And maybe that, disconnected from good or bad or what is compassionate or loving or reality. But if that is all, and that's why I was trying to point at kind of the compassionate side of this, if you have somebody that's been in a situation where they have not been exposed to anything other than maybe even being, brought up in an orphanage or cast out and grew up on the streets and was raised by a gang, and therefore it was all about power and control, and that means the survival was all about power and control, and the only way you made it with that gang was to demonstrate yourself as in power and in control, and in order to do that, you had to perform this rape. And if that's all you knew, how now can you be judged, from that perspective?
Right.
So it really gets sensitive to look at some of those aspects, to really be able to bring this forth, and as she was saying, bring transparency so that there's justice, but then that justice comes with education and awareness and a greater understanding for this and the ability to talk about it and to talk about it with freedom and courage so that you know, the other kids coming up behind that person will know different and will understand differently and will make different decisions.
Absolutely. And that's why I say this is so huge, because if you go all the way around it, everybody is affected in some way or another. And like John said, the boy himself, in the show, John describes that how the boy was making this into a game. And for all we know, it might have been taught to the boy as a game. So the boy might have been, now I don't know, and John might know, but since it was presented as a game, and actually John thought it was a game, and there are other aspects that we didn't talk about that Kim Lee alluded to, but John didn't go there, but it's in the show, and I won't go there either, but there are other aspects where John picked up the game, in a sense. So here is this boy who's playing a game, who might have been taught it by his father. For all he knows, this is a game, quote unquote, people play.
We're growing up. We're learning ourselves. We're hitting puberty. We're experiencing new hormones. We're doing all of these things. And then to have something like this thrown into the mix, whatever that aspect of that story is, be it molestation or rape or any of these things, to have that thrown into this already confusing mix of not knowing what is real and what isn't, and which emotion to anchor yourself to and which to feel good about and not. And then you have society selling sex around everything.
Right.
And yet at this flip side, then you have these various religious dogmas saying that this is guilty or that's just shameful or the taboo here and there. Such a conflicting cross-section of learning that has to be done. And so, again, I think it really comes down to being transparent with these experiences, to being willing to have these discussions from a compassionate place and really look at kind of the whole life cycle of an event like this. You can't sweep rug, because the dirt is always going to stay under the rug, right? It has to be brought out, and it has to be released in such a way that there's an accountability, but an education and a compassion to that accountability, so that can be brought out in the open, so that the awareness going forward creates a new paradigm. And also that transparently, I believe one thing that was brought up at the end is the lack of transparency has created those high numbers. If this was, you know, out there in a much greater way, I can't imagine that many people would, you know, people get away with stuff because they know they're not going to get caught, or they know people aren't going to talk about it. Whereas the more people talk about it, the more open this is, the more transparent that they are willing to be, then the less other people are going to be tempted to make those types of decisions.
Absolutely. And you know what baffles me, Mark, is that, first of all, I think I've joked about it on the show, how, you know, we're having normal conversations, quote unquote, normal conversations with people, and people are on all kinds of drugs that are affecting their thinking capabilities, and drugs that they're taking, different kinds that are affecting each, you know, somebody's mind in a different way, their body in a different way. So if it's not affecting their mind, they feel something in their body and they're not comfortable today, or they're having pains of some sort, or feel nauseous, etc. Well, that's the drug. Well, then there's this stuff that happens that people have tried to sweep under rugs, et cetera, in life, that people aren't talking about. And I'll tell you, in life coaching situations, and I had this situation happen exactly a week ago with a client, first time ever meeting him. And I, within the first 5 minutes, ask him a simple sentence. And within seconds, his eyes welled up with tears. And he didn't know how to answer. And the point I'm getting at is that if he's got all that emotion in him, what kind of a normal life are we living with that stuff that's stuck inside, that a simple question from a life coach would make you go through that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's, again, transparency. How much, you know, how many of these people have had the place to go to have this discussion? And so, again, applauding both John and Kim Lee for what they're doing to bring this out in the open, to show that kind of courage and to inspire those that are in the midst of it to, you know, set themselves free and face it. And, you know, those that recognize that it could be happening to seek help or, you know, whatever it needs to be done to be done so that, you know, they're not carrying that around inside.
Yeah. And like a pat in the back to ourselves as well, Mark, and to Dorothy for having the courage to start this show with Jon Snow, actually, and a couple other wonderful people, to put this kind of information out and have a place where people can have this very discussion. So thank you, Mark. And I thank our producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our engineer today, Doug Newson. Wanting to remind you all, I am Filippo, and as life changes, we're there for you.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Now's the time.